Lucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, the hierarchy. And before we get started, I'd like to give some credit to the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, Alice Bailey. Alice Bailey wrote 24 volumes of literature, and those 24 volumes of literature are the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show. And also, before we get going, I'd like to mention that a little later on, we'll be having a gift for you, and I hope you pay attention to that as we explain how to get that gift, and I think you'll like it, so stay with us on that one. Our thought for today also comes from the works of Alice Bailey. In the New Aquarian Age, the fact of the spiritual hierarchy and the work of the Masters of the Wisdom must and will be brought increasingly to public attention. Do you think the concept of hierarchy is really understood today?
No, it's given quite a pejorative connotation in recent years, which probably is a sign of a shift in human consciousness, the egalitarianism and the deep belief within the American people in particular, that as our Declaration of Independence says, all men are created equal, or is that the Constitution? I'm bad. That all men are created equal, yes. We are all equal in spiritual origin and destiny, and we are all precious in the eyes of God. But anybody with any realistic sense knows that every human being is at a different level in his spiritual evolution. We are all works in progress, and we don't all stand at the same point. That shouldn't inspire a reaction of inferiority or of fear or of resentment or jealousy or envy. Yet all of those emotions seem to come into play with some people. Maybe it has to do with the fact that we human beings have witnessed the most awful totalitarianism and subjugation of the human will and the curtailing of freedom by those who had more power. And hierarchy, therefore, is equated with having power over someone and the ability to restrict their freedom and to keep them from living their lives fully and independently. That is not the spiritual expression of hierarchy. There's quite a different meaning to it in the writings of Alice Bailey.
Right. The hierarchy that we're talking about is the spiritual hierarchy, and that really has to do with the life that continues on in the inner side of life, the invisible worlds, the planes and the realms of the soul, actually. And because there is this, whether people realize it or not, there is this other plane, this other realm that is quite invisible, and it's where the soul resides, and the spiritual hierarchy is simply the great beings who reside over that realm, who themselves have been through the human stage. They are very human. They're more human than we are, perhaps, but they've evolved through this human stage, and they have moved on. And so they are the ones that are essentially guiding the planet, guiding the activities of humanity in the world today.
We've talked in past programs about initiation. The path of initiation, the spiritual path itself, holds the connotation of progress from point A to point B. And those concepts of initiation and the path relate to hierarchy because life is progressive. Consciousness is progressive. Life is not static, even though some people live their lives on Earth seemingly incapable of change or resistant to change, kind of a set, fixed view of the world and a set, fixed, predetermined series of beliefs and attitudes. But in fact, life is progressive and evolving, and the hierarchy is the guarantee, as I see it, the guarantee of what every human being can become.
They stand as the that stage of perfection that we are working to obtain. They are the ones that the great beings who have evolved, as you say, they've evolved beyond this human stage. They are called masters of the wisdom because they have mastered the energies and forces that make up this world, and that we are still in the process of gaining mastery, and it's like gaining a master's degree in college. You do your academic work, and eventually, after the time you've spent, you pass your grades and go through all the tests. You get your master's degree or your doctorate's degree, whatever it is. And it's the same with in the spiritual hierarchy in that sense. We go through our initiation stages, and we eventually work our way up. And
even in other cultures and other languages, the word master is used to describe human beings of great accomplishment. Attorneys and teachers are referred to as masters in some societies. And we can look around at great people in our own midst and recognize mastership in progress. In other words, the path of initiation is progressive, and I'm not saying that the people that we could name would be considered fully realized masters, but they are people who have progressed beyond the ordinary stage of humanity. I'm thinking of people like Gandhi, who is referred to as the Mahatma, the great soul. That word Mahatma means literally great soul, and as you said, or I think you said, the hierarchy is the kingdom of souls, towards which all of us human beings are progressing. We can look at someone like the Dalai Lama, or people might choose examples such as Mother Teresa or the Pope, who knows, Rabbi Schneerson. I mean, it varies with people's religious beliefs and spiritual ideals, but there are great individuals who are above and greater than the ordinary human being. So can we not take that fact and say that there are still greater beings who watch over humanity?
You know, the whole concept of hierarchy is not that unusual, actually, because the world is made up of hierarchy. There wouldn't be progress, there wouldn't be evolution, wouldn't move forward unless there was this hierarchical structure. And it's in every kingdom. It's in the human kingdom. There are more advanced human beings and lesser human beings. It's the same in the animal kingdom and in the vegetable and the mineral kingdom. They all have their hierarchical structure. And this is the way it's meant to be. And at the top of the heap, so to speak, there is God. And we are all working towards union and integration and perfection in the realm of God.
I think this recognition is one that the New Age, as our opening thought said, is going to be more and more comfortable with, because The coming age is one in which the idea of a network and the web of life is going to be recognized and appreciated more and more. We already see a lot of references to the web of life, the great chain of being, the realization that all living beings are interconnected and that we have an impact on the whole of our planet by the way we handle our own particular lives and choices. The science of ecology has demonstrated this, and now we see it in globalization. Science is, in effect, confirming what spirituality has always taught, that we are one, that we have an interrelationship, and hierarchy is based on this wholeness and this synthesis of life, that the transmission of energy depends on graded units. The chain of being depends on the gradation of consciousness. If everybody were singing from the same hymnal and on the same note, there would be no chord. There would be no harmony.
Right, and you can look at one's own physical body to see that there is this hierarchy exists. I mean, we have right at the atomic level, at the in our own physical system, there is this little lives, as they say in the esoteric wisdom teachings. They are called little lives.
Beavering away on our behalf.
And the very atoms of substance that make up our bodies are there, and they are doing their instinctual thing, whatever it is, and then they're forming into molecules and organs and
circulating the blood, making the
all of
lungs
that. There is a whole
function.
Stage, a whole chain of hierarchy at work within your own body.
Making sure the kidneys do their thing.
Right. And you are the overseer. You are the great God that's overseeing your own functioning body.
So, I am the life to these my lives, and so resemble God.
Absolutely.
The ageless wisdom says.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, I mean, the hierarchy structure exists within you. And just as this same structure exists throughout the world and through the planet as a whole.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, our topic for today, the hierarchy. And we have a special offer from Lucis Publishing. And the special offer is one of Alice Bailey's books, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including information on the hierarchy. And it's available for $16. The special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. Otherwise, you'd pay a lot more with the shipping and handling. So in order to cash in on this offer, you can ask for Ponder on This, check or money order for $16. But you do have to mention that you heard the offer on Inner Sight. Send the check or money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S. Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And I just happen to like that book a lot. It's one of the first books I started off with. You will, if you read that, be able to very quickly go through it and find topics that you might want to explore in greater depth than the other volumes that are much more extensive. But it certainly will pique your interest. Also, we have a gift for you today, which I mentioned earlier in the show. The gift is a pamphlet, the title of which is The Spiritual Hierarchy. And it more or less is tangential to this show. It'll tell you in greater detail who the hierarchy are, what their purpose is, and I think you'll find it very interesting, and you'll learn more about it that way. Another item that I should mention, too, is, well, before we do that, I just do want to mention, so many people want to know about Lucis Trust. We're not a religion, but why don't you find out who we are and what Lucis Trust is all about by giving us a call, asking for the general package of information. A lot of good information in that general package. Give us a call. Ask for the general package of information, 1-866-695-8247. 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS, LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. Our website, to key into our website, it's www.lucistrust.org. What you might want to especially be interested in is the archived shows. We have a multiple number, so many archived radio shows, a whole library of radio shows, and all you have to do is key into our website, www.lucistrust.org. We also have a World Goodwill Symposium coming up. We mentioned that from time to time we have meetings. If you go there, you'll find people from a variety of backgrounds, religious backgrounds, and amazingly enough, somehow they all get along. So that'll be on Saturday, November 13th, from 1:30 to 5:15, 2004, of course. Saturday, November 13th, it's the World Goodwill Symposium. And perhaps, Sarah, you can tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes. We always choose a theme that is shared by our headquarters in Geneva and London, who hold similar events to the one we're holding in New York. And this year our theme is upholding the vision of uniting the nations. It's meant to explore the spiritual principles behind the United Nations. We have talked before about how we are supportive in our work of the UN, realizing, of course, that in spite of it being imperfect, having been created by human beings, it is the hope of humanity because of its contribution as a global forum in which the peoples of the world can come together to focus on solutions to the problems of humanity. And the problem of world unity now, as we look at the world and the terrific battle being fought out in, particularly in the Middle East, but in a number of areas, the conflicting values and the hatred that exists between peoples of some religions toward others. We really need to come up with an image or a vision of world unity that human beings can grasp and hold to. So the theme of this day is upholding the vision of uniting the nations. We'll have guest speakers. We'll have opportunities for small group discussion. We'll, of course, have a meditation during the afternoon. And it will be a gathering open to the public. If you want to attend, please call us at our phone number, which Robert has given you, or you can also register via our website, www.lucistrust.org.
And once again, if you want to attend the World Goodwill Symposium and you'd like to give us a call and ask more about it, or register, I guess, call us at 1-866-695-8247. Easy way, 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S.
And leave your address so we can send you a program.
Now, you were talking about the what I think of as the microcosm and the macrocosm. I found that very interesting. You mean we're all more or less like miniature universes? That's what I'm, am I wrong about that?
No, that's true. I mean, it's based on this the ancient adage that as above, so below. Mm-hmm. So below, as above. And the structure of hierarchy, I think, is repeated over and over and over again, from the largest down to the very tiniest and the smallest.
We all have an experience of hierarchy in our own family. Family life is a hierarchy.
Sure, yeah.
The classroom is a hierarchy. The court system, the system of government, all of these are examples of hierarchy where there is a distribution of energy from the center to the periphery, we could say.
And while we're on the subject of the United Nations, that too you could see is fits into the hierarchy, hierarchical structure, because it represents the kind of the new vision of the world of nations coming together. And in fact, we are told in the writings of Alice Bailey that the spiritual hierarchy, the members of the spiritual hierarchy were keenly interested when the United Nations was formed, because they they see this as a very advanced recognition by the human kingdom, by humanity, of the next stage.
Which is one of cooperation.
Cooperation and sharing and goodwill, especially the expression of goodwill in the world, is so necessary in order to make this work, in order to bring peace into the world. There has to be this goodwill first.
I think one could say that, yes, every human being is both a microcosm and a macrocosm, or another way to put it is that every human being has lives for which he is responsible, whether they're your children or your students or your employees or the garden you take care of or whatever. And every human being has lives on whom he depends, whether it is a parent or a teacher or an employer or a government or a business or whatever. In other words, we all stand as the God, in a sense, to our little microcosm, and we all relate to a higher sphere of being because we are not universes unto ourselves. We live within a whole complex and system of lives in which we have to take our part.
And this complex of lives, as we've said earlier, they continue on because after the physical plane. Everything doesn't stop at your skin, as someone has often said. Your own life, your own consciousness exists in this inner invisible realm, and the spiritual hierarchy, the members of that, are just kind of a group of executives, so to speak, who have who become adept and skilled at the various fields of work in the modern world, and they form this close network on the inner planes, and they oversee and kind of govern the working out of the activities through humanity. They don't dominate, they don't impose their will upon us, but they supply the inspiration.
And I think the subjective or inner realm is the right abiding place for these beings, because while they have progressed through the human experience, they work in a subtle subjective way with energy and with ideas. They prompt in an energetic way the thinking and the inspiration of the human beings who are capable of responding to their energy. Like you say, they don't interfere, they don't coerce, they would never usurp human free will. But they radiate energies of light and love. They prompt the impulse to share, to cooperate, to sacrifice, to serve. And from that inner realm, they observe and guide human evolution. Now, a person who's a complete dedicated materialist, who believes that life in the physical body is all there is, will not accept the concept of the hierarchy. But the great interest in, for example, near-death experiences, in telepathic transmission, in, the psychic powers that are so popular today, are all of them an affirmation that people realize, many people realize, there is life beyond the material realm. So the concept should be one that's acceptable if you hold those beliefs.
And as they become more acceptable, then that opens the door for a closer integration between the two kingdoms, between the human kingdom and the spiritual hierarchy, the kingdom of the hierarchy, kingdom of souls, the fifth kingdom, that's what it is. And we're in the process now of merging these two kingdoms, and as it says very clearly and extensively in the Bailey writings, these greater beings will begin to take more physical form in the years to come, And they are going to take a more active participation at the physical level.
And they depend on humanity to cooperate in the working out of the divine plan. To me, the most inspiring aspect of the hierarchy is that we, every one of us, have the opportunity to cooperate with them in the working out of the plan. As we become more soul-infused beings, more soul-conscious human beings, we can enter into a spirit of cooperation with the hierarchy.
And that is their main responsibility, to work out the plan of God. It's not the hierarchy's plan, it's the plan of God that they are responsible for administering and seeing to it that it works out through humanity. And we are the agents for that work.
Yeah, you could say that they formulate the principles and the basic concepts and ideas of the plan as it exists in the mind of God. And humanity are the carpenters, the architects, the laborers who work out that plan on Earth.
The worker ants.
The worker ants, yeah.
The drones.
The drones. We're drones. And the bee kingdom is happy to work in that hierarchical system, and so should we. We all want to be queen bee.
Well, it's all part of this the hierarchical structure. Along every step of the ladder, all the way up and down, everybody has their responsibility.
That's it. Everybody has their responsibility, no matter what stage of the ladder they stand at. They are needed, absolutely needed and indispensable to be more of who they basically are in terms of consciousness. The whole concept of hierarchy is the awakening of consciousness, that we are all sons of God in a sense.
Please take advantage of our special offer from Lucis Publishing Company, and that is the book Ponder on This, by Alice Bailey. It's a wonderful introduction to the works of Alice Bailey. It's available for $16. The special offer comes in the form of free shipping and handling. So in order to get that $16 value, or the book at $16, what you must do is mention that you heard it on Inner Sight. So send check or money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing, Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And also, if you'd like the gift that we have today, everyone likes a gift, we have one for you. It's a pamphlet, the title of which is The Spiritual Hierarchy. If you'd like us to send that gift out to you, please give us a call, 1-866-695-8247. That's 1-866-695-8247. Also, if you'd like to attend our World Goodwill Symposium, title of which is Upholding the Vision of the United of Uniting the Nations, Upholding the Vision of Uniting the Nations, please give us a call. Tell us that you'd like to attend. 1-866-695-8247. That's on November 13th. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Grand Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.